Welcome to Imprint, a podcast about creating a home and life you love. I'm Natalie Walton, an interior designer, stylist, and best-selling author focused on an holistic approach to homes. Each week, I'm sharing insights and interviews about the creative process to help you enhance both your interiors and well-being, as well as provide you with the tools and resources to make considered and sustainable choices with all that you create. Any successful business owner knows that styling is your secret weapon to cut through the visual noise, stand out from the crowd, and grow your business. Look at any successful brand and you will see what a key role styling plays. Styling is not something you want to leave to chance. Styling is something every successful architecture and an interior design practice has as part of their process and budget. The same is true for real estate, Airbnb and holiday rental properties, retail shops, online homewares businesses, and more. Why? Because images are everything. You won't even get a client or customer through the front door if your images don't captivate. Yes, you need a photographer, but if you don't have a stylist on hand, you won't create those magical moments that go viral. Styling is an essential element of your content plan. And if you're a solo entrepreneur or you have a small business, you must learn this skill. Train someone on your team or hire someone who can bring your images to life. That's not the role of a photographer. It's the role of a stylist. In today's conversation, I'm going to share how important styling is for your business. And just a quick reminder that if you want to learn how to style or get someone on your team to learn this essential skill, you have just one day left to enroll in the Styling Masterclass. And this is the last time it will be offered at this price. I really don't want you to miss this opportunity because doors are closing. This is the last chance for this year. And next year, the price is going up. So if you're ready to take your business to the next level, come join the Styling Masterclass at nataliewalton.com/the Styling Masterclass. Now, back to today's episode. Welcome to Imprint. I am so excited to share with you what styling can do for your business. Now, let's take a quick moment to look at where we are in the world right now. Images sell your products and your services. That's it. Images. Sure, text and story and words, they play an important role. But the first thing that someone is going to see is an image. It's the first thing they're going to see on social media. It's the first thing they're going to see on your website. It's the first contact that people are going to have with your product, your service, your brand, your business. Images are everything. And if your images aren't right, you won't get sales. You won't get customers or clients, and you'll be staring into the new year with not a lot of hope. So I want to change this for you. I want to help you understand the powerful role that styling can play in your business. So let me take you on a little tour behind the scenes of what happens on a photo shoot, because not all of you have experienced this. And those of you who have might not have worked at, you know, maybe you've just done this with, you know, some basic, your own camera or your own phone, you know, on a basic kind of level. You haven't sort of been on the upper level, big brands, big campaign brands. You know, I've been there, I've been the stylist on these sets, and I know exactly what goes on, you know, on set, what happens there. Did you know that the most successful photographers insist on having a stylist on set? It is not the photographer's job to style photos. Their job is to focus on lighting and composition. The stylist is responsible for ensuring that everything in the image is looking the best that it can. A stylist will edit and take out what shouldn't be there and will include and source what you need to have in the shot. They will source props before the shoot and they will arrange anything that needs to be in the shot. That is their job. That is the role of a stylist on a photo shoot. Now, anyone who is pushing their brand to cut through the visual noise that's out there uses a stylist, and they use a good stylist. And this is true for architects and interior designers. You see this all the time. Have a look on any of your favorite, you know, architects or interior designers when it comes to styling campaigns, styling the homes. You know, particularly you think about an architect or an interior designer, when they have done the entire project from start to finish, the images that they get of that project, those images are going to get them new clients. So they hire the best photographer they can get and they hire the best stylist that they can get. And they know that even if they're an interior designer, and there are some great ones out there, even if they have a great sense of the interior design, they get stylists who specialize in styling homes for portfolio shoots. There are many stylists who do this, and they are very in demand because their styling can literally make or break that image. It can be the sort of thing that the props that they include, the way that they style the space, really is the element that takes that image and that space to the next level and really is responsible for getting that architect or that interior designer new clients or customers. I mean, recently I noticed, for instance, I know many of you will follow Amber Interiors. You know, she, Amber Lewis from the US, she, you know, she's got a huge following on social media and she's an amazing and very talented interior designer. Well, recently she released a range with Anthropology. And I'm pretty sure it's Anthropology. But anyway, she released a range and, you know, she's got a great eye. She's got a big team. And she got the stylist, Colin King, to style her photo shoots because the stylist is the person that will really elevate the ideas and the images and take it to the next level. That is the role of the stylist. Now, real estate agents know the value of good stylist. Sometimes they're called home stagers when it comes to real estate because obviously people walk through the homes, you know, potential buyers of the home. But obviously the home stager or interior stylist is the person that will set the scene for the home and present the home in the best light possible. Now, a stylist can add hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars to the sale price of a home because of the, you know, the way that they style the home, the props that they source, the way that they really make the home look appealing and really take it to the next level. You know, they are so responsible for, you know, when people are getting their homes ready to sell, they will go through and get rid of anything that shouldn't be in the home and include pieces that are really going to elevate it. And they do an amazing job. And that is why styling is so important if you're about to sell your home or you've got a real estate business or anything along those terms. It's the same again for if you've got an Airbnb or a holiday rental. You need to style your spaces so that you can really stand out from the crowd. You can create beautiful images that are going to really captivate people and compel them to want to stay in your accommodation over somebody else's. Styling is also a really important skill if you have a retail shop or if you have an online homewares brand. You know, again, you really need to know how to style your store, or how to style your products in your online shop, because that is really going to set you apart from everybody else. Now, social media plays a massive role in the marketing machine of all of these businesses. And that is why all of these different, you know, successful business owners know you either have a stylist on staff or you have a stylist that you work with regularly. So Studio McGee, I mean, recently I interviewed Jen Paul, who is a former student of or a graduate of the Styling Masterclass, and she worked with Studio McGee as a stylist, and they have a team of stylists that focus on styling all of their projects, all of their homewares and their products in their spaces, because it is essential to really get that branding consistent throughout all the images and get the branding message, you know, in a visual way across in the images, so that, you know, there's a level of familiarity with the customer, but also it really helps them stand out online and separates their images. And I know that the homewares businesses in Australia as well, you know, I know some of these homeware, you know, the owners of these businesses, and every single one of them has said to me that the secret to their success is the images that they have created. And this is not just the photography, this is the styling as well. It has been essential to the key to their success, and cutting through is creating these images that have gone viral, these images that have just completely elevated their brand. And if you look at some of these businesses, and some of these people are my friends, if you look at their businesses, other people are selling exactly the same product. Other brands have very similar products. It is not the products that are different. It is the way that they style them. It is the images that they create that helps them stand out and create a brand that is identifiable as their own and really helps them cut through the noise. You don't want to waste your time creating and sharing images and going through all of the time and the energy that is involved in anything to do with social media. You don't want to do all of that if nobody is going to engage with your images, if nobody finds your images compelling or captivating. You really need to create images that stand out and really, you know, make your brand elevated above all and everyone else. That is how you're going to be successful if you have a business. So just to recap, styling is a way that you can tell your brand story. It is the consistency in terms of the types of, you know, props or products that you have in your images, the way that you edit your images, not in terms of, you know, the photography, but the products, you know, how much negative space do you have in there? How much breathing space, or how much do you layer? What are the colors, the tones, the palette? These are all the elements that I go into, you know, a huge amount of detail in the Styling Masterclass. But these are the elements that you need to consider that are part of your styling brand story. And if you have a business, you need to have a styling guide. You need to have a guide for any stylist that you're going to use. You need to, if you've got them on staff, or if you've got people who are on your team, and even if you've got a small team, you need to have a style guide so that they know how you want to present your products, even just something, you know, like if you've got beds, how do you want them to be styled? It might seem insignificant, but these details are actually what matter the most. These are the details that will differentiate your brand from the others. And I know that, you know, one of the bed linen companies out there, they are so specific about how they style their beds, and they have got a whole reference guide giving specific details on how they want their bed linen styled. This is essential if you have a business that you have got a very clear process of how you want your product styled. Styling is also how you can appeal to your ideal customer. You need to take your products to the next level. You don't want to meet your products when it comes to styling where your customer is. You want to elevate. You want to really take it up to the next level so that it makes your products feel and look more aspirational. That is essential. And in doing so, styling will elevate your offer. Whatever that offer is, if it's a product, a service, it will elevate not only your product, but you know, your whole brand story and who you are about. It is such an important element within your business, and you can't overlook this. And if you want to have success in your business, styling needs to be a key ingredient for you. So if you're ready to learn how to style so you can take your business to the next level, then now is your chance to come and join the Styling Masterclass. You have just got one day left to enroll in the course. And this is the leading course to learn how to style and create compelling images that connect and convert to your ideal customer or client. And this is how you will stand out and create compelling content. NatalieWalton.com/the Styling Masterclass. I can't wait to help you create beautiful images for your brand or business. All of the links and info for this episode are at nataliewalton.com/podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so that you can get a direct download of the latest episode. And I really appreciate when you take a minute to rate and review, as well as share the love with someone you know who might benefit from this episode or on social media. If you'd like to access a range of free resources, come visit my website, nataliewalton.com. Thank you to Jaeger Media for producing this podcast. And I would also like to acknowledge the people of the Bundjalung Nation where it was recorded and pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. I look forward to connecting again soon. I'm Natalie Walton, and you've been listening to Imprint.